Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon, I've been learning how to live well from people who've mastered it. We've learned all sorts of things, just little things that might help to make our life that little bit easier or maybe better. We've tried to get a handle on our finances. We've done ice baths. We've gone salsa dancing. If you've missed any of the chats or discussions, you can listen back to the podcasts. They're on the Go Loud app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. But today I'm going to learn about pottery making from Elaine Fallon from Brookwood Pottery. Elaine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Good. How did you get involved in pottery making?
Oh, it was quite a while ago. Basically, after college, I spent a year in Galway and I did part-time classes there and I got bitten by the bug. So I've been doing pottery ever since.
Yeah. I imagine it's a very time-consuming gig.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it takes around 10 days for a batch of pottery to be made from start to finish. So, yeah, it does take a lot of time. It's the most expensive part of making pottery is the time.
Is the time. Yeah, it's labour-inducive. And when you talk about making a batch, how many, items are typically included in one batch?
Well, you try to fill a kiln, which is the in oven for the pottery. And so you want to try and make it as cost effective as possible.
Yeah.
So you could have, say, maybe 50 to 60 mugs in a batch, or maybe, 20 bowls. It depends on the shape and size of the pottery.
Do pottery makers tend to specialise in different types of pottery? Like when you talk about bowls and whether it's cups or mugs versus one-off kind of maybe statement feature pieces?
Yeah, there are all kinds of different potters and ceramic artists, just in the same way there are all kinds of visual artists. So, you might have some painters that do oil painting or watercolors or specialise in pencil, and it's the same with pottery. So I'm a functional potter. I make tableware that's used every day.
Great.
So bowls, mugs, vases, jugs, creamers, blah, blah, blah. So it depends on the type of potter you are. Then there are people who are kind of more ceramic artists that make wall pieces or sculptural pieces or pieces that are more visual and less functional.
And in the business of ceramics, do people tend to buy it as their kind of pieces, as their day-to-day? Is it their everyday wear that they use, or does it become the kind of more, the good stuff that you take out?
Yeah, no, we always encourage people to use whatever, they buy at Brookwood Pottery. So people will come and they will say, oh, I've used your mug for years and my husband broke it, or, the kids dropped this vase and I really love it. Yeah, so they're normally given a piece of Brookwood Pottery for a gift or a special occasion. And then there's a sentimental attachment to it because of the person who gave it. And I also like to think that there's a feeling that comes from the work because it's handmade. I do think that there's an energy that's emitted from a handmade object that's more special.
I actually got a present when I moved into my house from a friend of a ceramic or pottery kind of a bowl, like a serving dish. And it's lovely. Yeah. Now, I do tend to use it more if people are over rather than, day to day. Like, but it's lovely. It's nice to have something different. And there's a story, I suppose, behind it too.
Yeah.
So you've managed to make effectively kind of what became a sort of a part-time pastime interest into a full-time job.
Well, yeah, just about.
Yeah.
Well, we do a kind of a number of things at Brookwood Pottery. So we're a functioning pottery during the week. So we make, our production pottery during the week. And then on Saturdays, we teach. So we take in four people at a time.
Great.
And we teach them how to throw. It's called throwing on the pottery wheel. And then we have an online presence as well. But we also have a shop. I converted a small post office in Marino in Dublin 3 into a pottery shop and craft shop. So we always get loads of people in. They always look around, they're always really surprised, and they go, where's the post office?
Yeah.
So I tell them, well, this used to be the post office and now it's a pottery shop. So between the jigs and the reels, I cobble together a living.
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's lovely though, in the topic and the subject of how I live well, to do something that you just thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I do love what I do every day, but it's a question of balance.
Of course.
With any kind of self-employed thing. It's always a bit of a hustle. So we do a bit of this, a bit of that and a bit of the other, and it all kind of balances out.
Do in terms of the classes,
yeah.
Elaine, so that's people who maybe have a, you know, an interest or want to try it out. Are they going along for a 1 day class or does it tend to be over a course?
Well, we just do a 1 day workshop on Saturdays from 10 to 4 so people can really get to grips with the idea of using the potter's wheel. And because we only take 4 people, it's a really intense day. So if you want to kind of learn a lot in a short time, the workshop is a kind of full immersion in it.
Okay. Yeah. And how long would you need to spend at it to sort of get any handle on it really, you know?
Well, it is a kind of like, it's like, I kind of say to people, it's like riding a bicycle. You don't just hop up on a bike and cycle off. You have to learn how to balance on it. And it's the same with the pottery. You have to learn to balance the clay on the wheel in order to make a pot. And that takes a while. By the end of 1 day, you would be able to kind of centre the clay or balance it. So, but it does take a good couple of weeks to get to grips with it.
When people are coming to you looking maybe to take this up as a part-time on the side hobby or activity, I'm sure there's a sort of a, you know, great feeling when you've actually created something. You've something to leave and go home with it.
Yes. Everybody gets 2 pieces that they make. And they go home with them. But people are very surprised because we fire and glaze the work for them, which we finish it off for them.
Yeah.
And then they get something that's functional. As I say, it's functional, it's useful. They end up using it in their home as maybe a little sugar bowl or a little creamer.
Yeah.
But there are loads of different ways to make. For example, like I use the potter's wheel, but my friend Carol, she's a potter in Dublin 8. She does classes in hand building. So she would roll out the clay very much like a baker would, and she moulds it by hand.
Okay.
So she would do classes in that. So it depends. There are different types of making in ceramics. Yeah.
I imagine it's just a great way to, you know, turn off and tune out from everything else that's going on in the world.
No,
yeah,
it
good
is,
distraction.
It is. I mean, last Saturday we had 2 sisters who came, and a lovely woman called Jude and another woman called Camilla. And we had a great day, working together, and we had a great laugh as well. And the 4 people got to know each other quite well.
Yeah, it's
which
lovely.
Was nice.
Yeah. Is the ceramic world, is it busy? Is it, you know, now that in COVID, I think people started to look back a little bit more and buy from a lot more Irish producers and designers. Have you noticed that uptick?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, when I started off as a potter, there was a huge range of potteries out there. And then the potteries kind of died away a lot. And now kind of teaching and workshops are the thing. So it is huge, and especially after the Great Pottery Throwdown. And I also want to give a shout out to Shifra from Throwing Shapes, because she's a colleague of mine and she's setting up a community pottery in near Teeling's Distillery in Dublin.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's causing great excitement in the pottery world, because you'll be able to go in there and join as a member and use the pottery facilities in the same
good
way
stuff.
You would a gym membership. Yeah.
Brilliant. Michelle in Sutton has got in touch. She says Elaine has the most beautiful shop in Fairview and great for gifts. So there you go.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you.
It's lovely to meet you, Elaine. Thanks a million for coming in and joining us today. If you're looking for, you know, just something to do in the evenings or the weekends, or just that little bit different, that's not necessarily a sports activity, but you want some kind of distraction, perhaps pottery making might be your thing. Elaine Fallon from Brookwood Pottery. Elaine, thanks a million for joining us here on the show today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.